With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance holding a post-convention rally in Michigan in a few hours. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Riding a wave of momentum after leaving the GOP convention here in Wisconsin, Trump and Vance will hold their first campaign rally after accepting the Republican nominations for president and vice president. It will also be the first Trump rally since last weekend's assassination attempt at an outdoor event in Pennsylvania. The GOP nominees will address voters in Grand Rapids, with Michigan viewed as one of the most important battlegrounds in the 2024 election. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Democrats will soon be getting their turn in the Windy City.
Milwaukee, which hosted the Republican National Convention, has wrapped up its week in the national spotlight with lessons for Chicago, which hosts the Democratic National Convention next month. The crowds in Chicago are expected to be much bigger, about 50,000 visitors. Activists predict tens of thousands of people will show up at demonstrations. Chicago police have been getting additional training. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman has some advice. Get lots of sleep, drink lots of water, make sure you understand your roles. The Democratic National Convention begins August 19th in Chicago. I'm Rita Foley.
The Israeli army striking several Houthi targets in western Yemen following a fatal drone attack by the terrorist group in Tel Aviv. Today's strikes appear to be the first by Israel on Yemeni soil since the war began in October. That global technology outage grounded flights, knocked banks offline and media outlets off the air. That after a faulty software update disrupted a number of companies and services worldwide. This is SRN News. An atheist group takes on a politician from Missouri.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation is outraged over State Senator Rick Bratton's decision to hold a worship service inside his private office at the Capitol in Jefferson City. The prominent atheist organization claims that Bratton has violated the so-called separation of church and state and is offending atheists who might live in his district. Bratton says, quote, "In my office, we keep God first, which allows us to put people first." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Japanese court ruling transgender people do not have to have a sex change operation before being allowed to change their birth certificate. Under the previous law, transgender people had to have the operation and be diagnosed as having gender dysmorphia before their official documents could be changed. The court found those requirements to be, quote, unconstitutional. This is SRN News. Well, sometimes it's good to be orange. We'll let Rich Thomason explain what we're talking about.
It certainly was in the case of a lobster now living at Denver's downtown aquarium. The crustacean's rare orange hue saved it from winding up on someone's plate at a local seafood eatery. A restaurant worker spotted the orange lobster while unpacking a shipment, alerted the manager, who has since delivered it to the aquarium. The lobster, named Crush, for the Broncos' legendary Orange Crush defense from 1976 to 86. Rich Thomason reporting.
Well, Wall Street numbers Friday. Dow, everywhere was just plain down. The Dow dropped 377 points. S&P 500 was off 39 for the day. NASDAQ dropped 144 points. Oil was off 269. More details at srnnews.com.